Well, during religion class, a little girl was drawing a picture. The teacher said, "What are you drawing?" And the little girl says, "I am drawing God." And the teacher says, "Well, nobody knows what God looks like." And the girl says, "They will when I'm finished." But what does God look like? Well, we would not know unless God revealed Himself to us. See, the Blessed Trinity is not something we could have figured out on our own through natural reason. It had to be revealed to us. So let's look for a moment and think about this mystery of the Blessed Trinity. As we know, the Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved. It's a mystery to be entered into. And this is a great day for our parish. It is our parish feast day. As you know, if you went to St. Bernadette's Parish, they would celebrate their feast day on the feast day of St. Bernadette. If you went to St. Francis Parish, their feast day would be October 4th. But our feast day is on a Sunday every year, right before Corpus Christi, the feast day of the Holy Trinity. This is our parish feast day. And that's why we don't have donuts today. We have cake in the back, okay? So that's how you can tell it's our feast day, because we have anniversary sheet cake. So I hope all the kids will have some after Mass, and the adults too, because we need to celebrate this. I also brought this beautiful image of the Holy Trinity and the Holy Family. And I'll explain that, the beauty of that in just a moment. But think for a moment about this mystery of the Blessed Trinity. God willing, when we see God face to face in heaven, the beatific vision, we'll be able to gaze for all eternity upon this infinite being of incredible beauty and truth and goodness. That's what the beatific vision is. To imagine an incredible being of love. To try to think about God as infinite goodness, infinite beauty, infinite holiness, infinite truth, infinite love. And this being, we know, is one God. And yet, there are three persons in that one God: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now again, it's not something we could have figured out. But God had to reveal this to us in divine revelation. First, beginning way back in the book of Genesis, we have hints that one God was also three. In the book of Revelation, God says, "Let us make man in our own image." Notice that He says, "in our image," which is singular. But He says, "let us make man in our own image." That's a little hint of the Blessed Trinity. That God is one, and yet three persons: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That there is unity in God, but also Trinity. Well then, of course, the very first person ever to have the Trinity manifested completely was to the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. When God, through the angel, said to Our Lady, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High, which is the Father, will overshadow you. And the child to be born will be the Son of God." That is Christ. So this little 14, 16-year-old woman was the first one ever to have the mystery of the Trinity unfolded to her. That God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, then the Lord revealed this also to John the Baptist and the crowd at the Jordan River. When the Lord came up out of the waters, it says the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit descended in what looked like a form of a dove, and God the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Then again at the Transfiguration, we know that at the Transfiguration, the Lord revealed the Blessed Trinity to us. The apostles awoke and they saw the cloud of God, the Holy Spirit, overshadowing the Lord, the Son of God. And the voice of God the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to Him." Again, the manifestation of the Blessed Trinity. And very clearly, before the Lord ascended, He also revealed that He is one and three. When He told the apostles, "Go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to every nation, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Notice name is singular. There's only one God. But Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three divine persons. As you know, the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods. They all share the same being, the same essence, the same substance, the same nature. Remember, nature answers the question what something is. A person answers the question who something is. So there is, God is one nature, one essence, one being, one substance, only one God. And yet, three divine persons, three different relationships within that one God. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father or the Son. And the saints reflect that from all eternity, the Father begets the Son, which is His own self-knowledge, His knowledge of Himself. That's why the Son is called the Word of God, or the Wisdom of God. Then we have the love between the Father and the Son. From all eternity proceeds the Holy Spirit, which is the love between the Father and the Son. But we should never fall into the trap of thinking that the Father was there before the Son, or that the Father and the Son were there before the Holy Spirit. From all eternity, they were a relationship of persons. From all eternity, see, there was never a time when God the Son did not exist. There was never a time, even for a split millisecond, that the Son or the Holy Spirit did not exist. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son. And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the third divine person of the Holy Spirit. So on this feast day of ours, let us try to enter into a deeper relationship with each person of the Blessed Trinity, God our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you know, when the Holy Spirit, when the Trinity acts, all the persons act together, but we attribute certain things to each of the three divine persons. We attribute creation to the Father, redemption to the Son, and sanctification to the Holy Spirit. And yet, all persons of the Trinity are involved in those three actions. But we just attribute one to each of them. And again, this beautiful image of the Holy Trinity, we see, first of all, God the Father sending His Spirit again upon Christ the Son. And so it teaches us a lesson that the Holy Spirit really is a family, and that all families are called to be an image of the Blessed Trinity. And then the earthly Trinity, which is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So Christ is, we can say, a member of the family of the Trinity, because He's the Son of God, but He's also a member of a human family with Our Lady and Saint Joseph. And isn't it appropriate? Saint Joseph is the image of God the Father. He became the image of the Father, especially to Christ the Son. And I'm sure when the Lord looked at Saint Joseph, He saw the reflection of His own Heavenly Father. The justice, the mercy, the love, the tenderness that He saw in St. Joseph was a reflection of the Heavenly Father. And then Our Lady is said to be the most perfect dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So when our Lord looked at His mother, He saw the beauty and wisdom of the Holy Spirit dwelling within her. Mary, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. So in the Holy Family, we have the human reflection of the Blessed Trinity. God the Father, represented in the holiness of Saint Joseph. The Holy Spirit, represented in Our Lady, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And Christ the Son of God, who is a member both of the Trinity and of the human Holy Family. So our prayer today on this parish feast day is that we will all enter into this mystery of the Blessed Trinity, and that our families will be a reflection not only of the Holy Family, but also of the Divine Family, which is God Himself, one God, three divine persons. God bless you.